Welcome to another exciting session in the Data Expose studio here at the SQL conference in Darmstadt. And today the topic is the future of PaaS in the Microsoft Data Platform. I'm happy to have many of the PaaS leaders from various countries right here with me. And I would like to welcome you and maybe you introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about your relationship to PaaS and PaaS in your country and for the beginning, right? So,
where's Nico?
Start with Nico.
Hi, my name is Nico Neugebauer. I'm a leader for the Lisbon, that's Portugal, PaaS chapter. I have organized a couple of SQL Saturdays. I'm kind of an active enthusiast of PaaS. That's it.
Welcome.
Hi, my name is Wolfgang. I'm representing PaaS Austria, and I'm part of the organizing team for SQL Saturday Vienna, which is, by the way, this year at April 1st. You have to look it up, number 494, will be a great event. I'm speaking regularly at SQL Saturdays and PaaS Summit, and I really, really enjoy the PaaS community.
My name is Thomas LaRocque. I currently serve on the board of directors for PaaS. My role is immediate past president of PaaS. I know that sounds weird, but it's a real thing. And I've been involved for over 10 years, and I've been coming here to SQL Conference for the past 3 years. I love this event. And I'm also very enthusiastic about PaaS.
My name is Tillmann. I'm vice president for PaaS Germany, director of regional development at PaaS Germany, and what else, regional mentor, and also organized some SQL Saturdays in Germany.
Same with me, PaaS Germany, Oliver Engels. I'm the president at the moment, a little bit ill. That's the reason why I sound like I have drunk the whole night. Some other people would say, oh yeah, that could be the truth. But that's the way we do the events, and I'm responsible for the events at PaaS as well. I'm also organizing SQL Saturdays, and I'm also regional mentor for PaaS.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday. And it started yesterday.
So happy birthday again, and maybe with that we come to the first question I have for you, and that is, while PaaS started off as a professional association for SQL Server, that was what it stood for, now there's a much broader data platform coming from Microsoft. We are all facing that, and this is now also part of many PaaS events as I see it, right? So the question is, do you think there's a place for all of that, what's coming up from Microsoft? At PaaS, or wouldn't smaller groups with special or certain focus be the logical consequence of the development that Microsoft has? And what do you feel, think, and see in your countries about that? So,
like seven questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, seven.
You counted.
So, maybe Nico first with you. What do you think about the many new topics that are coming towards us?
It's a quite a logical development because Microsoft's data platform world has changed from maybe 15, 20 years ago was just one product, not one just, but let's say Excel and the principal product, SQL Server. Right now, if you look at the cloud offerings of Microsoft, it goes well beyond their own, let's say, closed sourced product, wide into the world of the open source product. So it's it makes sense that they invented a kind of using the a broader term to describe the current offerings.
And what does that mean for PaaS? I mean, you are from PaaS Global, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
Well, having been involved in the decisions to make all those changes, say with the name, but the name really hasn't changed, say, in terms of a corporation. We're still called Professional Association for SQL Server. It's more of a branding thing. So if you are, you've all run events, and I'm guessing that you find that when you do a SQL Saturday, almost half the people that show up are new. They come out of somewhere, you're like, oh, this is my first event ever. And you go, well, welcome, right? And the idea was removing the words that said SQL Server, because we wanted to make as many people feel welcome as possible. And along that lines, and Microsoft itself has just expanded their portfolio of offerings when it comes to being a data professional anyway. So if you were just somebody out in the world and you saw something that just said SQL Server, oh, I don't do that. I do report services. It's close, but not quite. It was just a way of getting them, of removing that a little bit, so that way anybody should feel welcome. They shouldn't feel like we are just talking core engine, nothing else. And that was really the motivation behind it. That's really the simplest explanation for it.
And maybe Wolfgang, do you see that reflected in the interests of your audience?
Yes. What we've seen is we have different submissions from different areas for our SQL Saturday. It's not just index tuning and how to administer your SQL Server. It's more, if you're looking at the BI field, it's people doing Power BI. Maybe they don't really know SQL Server from the foundation and all that stuff. It's getting more areas, Azure Data Lake and Analytics. Those are areas that are working with data, but not directly with a SQL Server. And we see it, and we also have some monthly user group meetings dealing with Power BI and all that stuff.
And next to the global message coming from PaaS Global, did you take any certain actions in your country to reflect these changes? Tilman, I think we did something in Germany. Maybe you can say something about that.
So we can see it in our regional chapter meetings that 10 years ago, I think also what Wolfgang said, is that 10 years ago we had more topics related to the database engine. And now in the last years, we have more and more BI topics and also Azure topics. And with our SQL Saturdays, we have more and more pre-conferences and hackathons also related to Azure, to IoT, so that we not only talk about the data engine.
And of course, we changed our name as well, because we changed our logo last year. So end of last year, we changed it explicitly to the Microsoft Data Platform community, so that, for example, PaaS Germany now calls the Microsoft Data Platform community, especially as this means that we embrace all the other technologies like R, like Power BI, like Azure, and so on. And this kind of broader portfolio also should give, let's say, open arms for anyone who is not really SQL Server interested, but maybe do stuff like you said on Azure and so on. It's getting a little bit more complicated, because with a bigger portfolio, more responsibility, more communication to the market to see what's going on. We see, for example, and we discussed this as well, we have these kind of Power BI communities growing up, where we have to think about, hey, is this something we do as well? Is there any kind of whatever cannibalism going on? So that's definitely a challenge for us. But of course, we are absolutely open-minded to integrate, to work with them together, to join forces, to keep that very great product and give the momentum it needs.
Okay. So, but does that mean that you also did some concrete actions in communication to your members? I mean, did you communicate about this topic to your members in your country?
What we've done, we founded the Power BI local user group, which is led by the same people as PaaS. That is one action to give the audience, the people in Austria, the feeling that we are also looking into Power BI. But for PaaS, we haven't done some sort of naming change currently, and no real communication to just say we are extending. But we are also doing it behind the scenes with the topics of our user group meetings.
We did this explicitly. Of course, I did this in the message in our Christmas newsletter. And of course, you did this in the last newsletter, explaining a little bit more why we do these things from a strategic point of view. So for us, this was really an important shift, and that's the reason why we put this kind of communication in place.
Yeah, maybe to take off on that, I wrote in the German newsletter, I wrote a small article about why we did the logo change, and I gave a little bit of insight in the discussions we had internally. So what I wonder is, do you have the expectation that PaaS Global will help you in your local or regional changes through the alignment with the global Microsoft strategy? Is that, I mean, maybe there's also different points of view. You maybe have the insight in what you do there in cooperating with Microsoft. Maybe you give a little bit of insight in that first.
Yeah, maybe. So, no, just in terms of the name change itself, because when you talk about what you're looking for is the communication out to the members. And when I think about the discussions that we were having, you know, at the global board level, it was a lot of making sure we're welcoming, right? Making sure somebody doesn't come across, I mean, even the name of the URL, sqlpass.org, that's an issue. Because if somebody comes to sqlpass.org, no, I don't do SQL. And we were recognizing the need for that. So along those lines, a few years back, I was in charge of marketing. And one of the things we realized was it was right there in the mission statement where the word SQL Server. So I probably took about 6 months of going back and forth and a few discussions, and we finally arrived at an updated mission statement, which was removing the SQL Server to say Microsoft Data Platform. And I was the one who stood on stage in Charlotte in 2013, and I said, there's your brand new mission. That's our brand new mission statement, because this is where we're going. So in my mind, that was about all of the communication that I thought of doing at that time. I mean, how best to communicate to the members and standing on stage at Summit saying, here it is. Looking back, I can recognize that where we fell short was, and it's an area where I think we fall short quite a bit, is getting a communication out to the chapter leaders and the regional mentors to say, here is, you know, here are the bullet points. Here are the conversations you should have. This is why things were done. And if it doesn't make sense to you, let us know. And if it does make sense to you, great. And here's the way that you can make sure you pass along the information to somebody else. I'm not sure we do a good enough job of that. I know we send out a chapter deck. That's not enough. We need to send out a chapter conversation, right? I don't know that newsletter is the answer, but I would say that we certainly should be doing a little bit more to help that, especially if you have a question. There's a chapter leader distribution list, but maybe email isn't the answer for, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, we have means of people communicating with each other, but I'm not sure we're getting it out there, and we could probably do a better job of that. It's certainly needed.
Yeah. Nico, do you have the need for any help in that kind of conversations? Would you like to have a little bit of help in getting support in how to bring these changes and the new message and the vision where the future is going to your members?
Ask concretely, I don't feel any need of any changes. We worked in the last 3 years very hard in saying PASS is not standing for Professional Association for SQL Server. Actually, what you said, that the name kept, the name was preserved, is like, okay, I didn't know. We always made very clear in the last year, SQL Server is not going anywhere away. But it's basically, it's not a change, it's an expansion. It's an inclusion of the new world. And I mean, for anyone who's visiting our monthly meetings or our events like SQL Saturday, I would be surprised if they would go like, what? It's not only SQL Server? I mean, I'm just like, where did you spend the last couple of years, guy?
Okay, so that means you also see the demand of the members to really, that PASS is covering all these new topics? And is that the feedback that you also get at when you talk to the regional chapter leaders in Germany, Tillmann?
Yes, and I think in Germany, you can see it from a complete other side. So, as I already mentioned, the last years we had more and more, we had all, only engine related topics. And this year we built a new chapter called Special Interest Group, only dedicated for internals, for SQL Server internals. And I think that we now have the demand to have a special interest group for SQL Server internals. That shows on the other side that we have more and more BI-related topics in the complete PASS and more topics in the complete in all chapters.
One thing I would like to add is the point that, for example, also in our work together with Microsoft, we are
not forced, but we try to work together with them. For example, here at the conference, we have a pre-con on Power BI, a whole day on Power BI, because that's now our portfolio, and we drive that together with Microsoft. Of course, we would wish to work a little bit more intense and to get a little bit more focus from the different Microsoft channels, saying, hey, yeah, this is a community who address these points, because I think that's, from a communication perspective, still not happened yet through all the Microsoft subsidiaries and levels and so on. That would be a wish. So thank you, Microsoft, if you support us here. But our strategy is really that we go that way.
So to add on to some of the things I've just heard, like you just mentioned, a special interest group for just internals. I find that interesting. But in my mind, and you mentioned inclusion as well, there's always a need to have the ability to do a deep dive into something, but with the name change and everything else. If we were still just associated just SQL Server, then we would be the people doing the deep dive into one thing in this entire platform. And in my own mind, when I think about myself as a DBA, many years ago now, but people would come to me and say, oh, I have help with, I need your help. Oh, yeah, what is it? It's analysis services. I don't really know a lot about, no, it says SQL Server. Aren't you the DBA? It says SQL, so you should know something about it, right?
Makes sense.
Right, makes complete sense to the person asking the question, and it makes no sense to you. So yeah. Recognizing that there is this expansion going on and an assumption that, I call the DBA, but you're the data guy. And you need to know, and you have to help this. When you start realizing all that, you realize having that focal point, it's nice to be an expert in something, but the breadth of knowledge, right, that goes way out. So you have an understanding of how the technologies relate with each other. I mean, that's the real mission. That if you need the help or the knowledge or a video on something, on a topic, that PaaS can help you get that. And that's where we're trying to take things.
Yeah, and PaaS is trying to do that through connect, share, learn, right?
Yeah.
So I feel still that there's different value in these three. So I would be very much interested in having an answer from every one of you about which of these is the most important for you and why. So
oh,
maybe
okay.
We start.
Right. Maybe to do it in different, let's start with Nico, right?
Yeah.
Connect.
Go first.
always to blame. So basically, do you want like numbers?
No.
Okay, no, I'm kidding.
Just what you are feeling about it.
Of course, if putting all these three things together, I would even reorder them a little bit. I would go with Connect as a first. You know, talking with a lot of people, even us, we talked on this topic a couple of days ago. Connect is what brings us all together here or to any other PaaS event or non-PaaS event. Learn before you share, I would say personally, but it sounds better, connect, share, and learn.
Okay. How about you?
I would reorder it.
In a different way.
I would say share the knowledge is one of the main purposes I'm in the community. Because I would like to tell people what I've encountered in my work life. And I like to connect with other people to get their knowledge and to learn about all that stuff.
So I'll just say this. When I first. not that I want to, but I did. Because
oh, yeah.
It used to be connect, learn, share. And I said, no, it should be connect, share, learn. That should be the order you do it in. Your question is, which one do I think is the most valuable? I think the sharing is the most valuable part of it to me. Connect, share, learn is the order it gets done, though. I connect with somebody, we share a few stories, and then we learn from each other. And then you do it all over again with somebody else, connect, share, learn. And that's why I reordered it. So the first, I change it. All right.
I would go with Nico. First connect, and then learn, and then share. Something. So I think these conferences are really good to connect to people and to talk with them about everything you do in your business normally, and then you can learn about what people are doing and what for problems they have.
Okay. And how about you, Oliver?
I want to reorder it.
But in a different way.
No. I agree to all of you, because from a different angle, everyone is right. Yeah. From a marketing perspective, of course, I have to agree to our former president. It's the better claim. Yeah. But if you ask me what is the important thing for me, I'm different to Wolfgang, because I'm a more party guy, you know. I want to connect.
Yeah, I'm the serious Austrian.
You're the serious Austrian. No, just kidding. No, it's really for me. It's really the real value, because share. You know, I can share something over a blog. Mm-hmm. I can share something over a video, but it's absolutely difficult to, if you are not in a community, to connect. So we give the platform to put all these clever minds together, and that's for me the biggest mission we have.
And build relationships.
Right? Yeah, because that's for me the most important thing, to know these people, because they give me really, really great value. I can learn from them, and we can share stuff to each other. Yeah, so that's for me the most important thing.
Would like to add just two little things. First of all, I spent probably an hour yesterday at the party talking to two persons who were the newcomers, first-timers. And basically, one of the things we all three agreed, I'm not a first-timer at this conference, it's about the connection. So for them, they are basically the end customers, and they meet a lot of the consultants or other end customers to connect, in the sense that they will see how the other people might see the same problem. It gives them the touch of reality. Maybe I'm seeing like all this stuff in a tunnel. Maybe there are different tunnels. That's the first one. The second one, with so many offerings of online, that you know, you want to learn analysis services, like here are 500 hours of different people for free for money. If you are looking just to learn, you'll get it on web for free, most probably currently. That's not a problem. I think that coming to the topic of PaaS, the true value of PaaS is the connection, because you start with the connection between the people, but the personal connection, the conversation, will help you to get the share and learn. And I think that in the years to come, a very important thing, we in Portugal, we spend a lot of time thinking of how we position ourselves. Because if you position yourself only as a place to learn, I mean, as a consumer, I mean, I'm sitting on my sofa, I switch on the video, I stop, I restart it on demand, most probably for free. I mean, if the community offers just that, it's already lost.
Yeah,
there is no competition.
I totally would kind of agree with you. I also will have a follow-up for you, Wolfgang. But to me, Connect is holding most of the value, and that also means that I'm a total enthusiast, and I'm totally looking forward to all those face-to-face events. Right? I like meeting people for real and talking to them and interact with them. Now we are just recording something, right? I mean, we have an audience right here, but anyway, we are recording. Yeah, we are recording it for all the.
You don't see the whole number of people.
For all the on-demand viewers then on Channel 9, right? So, and my question is, is there anything else that you see that is special to those face-to-face events, in what they can give to the participants, and then, if yes, what is that, and how about yourself? What's your feeling? I mean, you partly answered that, but maybe you want to add something to it.
Could you ask the question again?
How do you feel about the face-to-face events?
How do I feel about face-to-face events?
And what the special value of those face-to-face events?
Okay, the special value of a space. Okay, because all right. So when I joined PaaS, it was 2004. It wasn't really the face-to-face events that was the draw. How do I feel about it? Do they have value? Absolutely. What drew me to it was the name, because it said professional association. So the word for me was association. not connect, share, learn, any of that. I recognize two things. One, the value in an association, a community, like-minded people, professionals of some type. I've been involved with professional associations for a period of time. So I knew the value in an association. And being in my field of SQL Server, I thought that was one thing. But the other thing I recognized was the value in contributing. So when we talk about a face-to-face event, I think being at a face-to-face event, I think there's value there. I think there's a lot more value if you're the person that shows up to help at the face-to-face event. What can I do to help you? What do you need? Do you need me to put some Channel 9 guys out for you on the table or something like that? When you're somebody who steps forward and contributes, that's where you get the real value. So I've often remarked that the typical person that shows up at a past summit, they show up alone, they eat alone, they talk to no one, and they leave. We have hundreds of people that do that every year. That's why I tell people, we have to find them. Don't let somebody eat alone. I mean, maybe they want to be alone. At least ask them, do you want to be alone? Okay. But for
leave
most, right, if you want, leave me alone, okay, I'll leave you alone. But you came to a face-to-face event, you might want to talk to at least one person. So yes, there's value. How I see them, though, is more of, it's an opportunity for you to do something that would help everybody, even if that just means I'm showing up to speak, to share, right? At least you're doing something to contribute to the event that is happening, and that's where I think you get the most value for all of that.
Okay, cool, because that leads directly to the follow-up question I had for you. You said that also this leads to sharing, right? And that this is very important, and you said basically the same, that you, for you, share has much of the value. So we discussed that briefly in a discussion we had on Monday, but I would be very much interested in hearing what you think or what you see from your members, and do they really get involved? And what is the, not the percentage maybe, but do you see a lot of people stepping up and jumping in and doing stuff like that, getting involved, sharing some of their experiences? Or do you also have like a big part of members that are more consumers?
Yeah. Currently, we have the majority of consumers. Mm-hmm. But what we see is that there are people that really want to tell something. It takes some time. They need some monthly meetings to just be there. But then they say, OK, I could just present. And what we are doing for the upcoming SQL Saturday, we are focusing on German, Austrian local speakers to give them a chance to present at our country about their topics, SQL Server, BI, and all that stuff. So it takes some time, but it begins. And it's getting better and better if the other consumers see, that one is doing a presentation. I can also do it. Mm-hmm. And the meetings are quite small, between 20 or 5 to 20, 25 people. So it's a starting point. And we know each other, so it's no real audience, I would say it. It's more like a friendly audience. So that's a starting point.
And sometimes those are much harder.
It is. It is. If you know the guys in the
people,
audience.
That's a lot
it's Wolfgang
harder.
Again.
Yeah. And there's just one thing I wanted to add about your story about PaaS Summit. Mm. My first PaaS Summit was 2012. I was there with some colleagues. And on the first day, I was just with my colleagues. Mm-hmm. And then I met some people, and it started. And that was somehow the kickoff of all that SQL PaaS spirit I encountered on the PaaS Summit. And last year's summit was completely different because,
You didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I just ate alone and spent only 2 weeks with Oliver Tillman and Nico. So
basically, you arrive, it's like all the colleagues, guys, I love traveling with you, now back off.
Yeah.
What I want to put in there is something we all know, but maybe the audience doesn't know that. There is a nice hashtag we have, and I think this describes it very, very good. Even it's still the product and not the platform, but it says hashtag SQL Family. And it sounds a little bit
cute, so how, but it is really describing what the mentality of a lot of people is, that they really think, hey, it's a friendship thing. We connect, and over the time, we get friends together, and we have a lot of fun also outside our professional business, outside the technology. And for me, this is also kind of great value I get out of that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I see that too. So. From what you said, is there any special message you want to send out to those who might just be thinking about how they can engage more with the local communities and how they can make a starting point in adding something or in giving their first presentation? Any advice you can give them?
So I think the first thing is go to your local chapter and try to connect to your chapter leader, look that you can help in the local community, talk to people there, and try to, just to do a session in your local chapter. And if it's 10 minutes or 50 minutes, it's okay. You don't need to talk 1 hour at your first session. Just talk about a small problem you had in your company and how you solved it. And if it's 10 minutes, it's okay.
Okay, so that means engage, right? Go there, get involved, and do your first thing on stage. We all did that, and I think you feel that we are really passionate about it. So, brings me kind of to my last question, actually, which then is bringing us a little bit back to the beginning. We were talking about all those changes at Microsoft and with the product setup, right? So, do you think that those changes at Microsoft in general are promising a bright future for PaaS, or do you also think that some of the developments bring a risk for our association? Maybe you start.
Yeah, that's a very direct question. How do the changes at Microsoft reflect either an opportunity or challenge or threat to PaaS? I think the biggest threat would be if there was absolutely zero communication between Microsoft and PaaS. And I can tell you that we have a very tight relationship. Two members from Microsoft sit on our board. They're in all of our meetings. We have an idea of where Microsoft is headed. So as a board, Microsoft will come and talk to us and say things like, hey, just to let you know, for example, they'll give some data that's freely available. Right, but they'll put it into context. So if a person shows up and says, to let you know, we have about 400 SQL MVPs. Okay, there's the largest number. I just want to let you know, though, it's now gone that more than half of them aren't actually a DBA. They do BI, BA, and all this other stuff. But we don't have that classification for MVP inside of Microsoft, so they get lumped into the SQL, because that's the closest data bucket we have. And you look and you go, oh, well, that's an interesting piece of data. What would that mean for in terms of our members and our content and where we should be going? And so because we have such a relationship that we can be, say, a couple of years ahead of when things start to turn. Another example would just be Azure. Is Azure a real thing or not? And for years, people just treat it as a joke. Don't worry about it. It's not a real thing. Forget that Azure stuff. You know, it's core engine all the way, come listen to me. And you look and you go, no, I think they're putting a lot of money into this for a reason. I think it's going somewhere, and I think we should consider like things like, can we find somebody to run an Azure virtual chapter? And little things like that help us make sure that we are aligned very much so that when Microsoft sees us as something that has value, and of course we're all here because Microsoft makes all these products, so we know Microsoft has value. And as long as that the board and Microsoft have a very good relationship, and right now, we have a very good relationship. And as long as we know that that continues, then I think we're gonna see it more as we always have an opportunity for everybody. So the real threat would just be, you know, if that just deteriorated, and I don't see that happening.
Okay, promising. So any additions to that? No?
Comments, concerns. you could also.
Yeah, of course. There are some concerns on that. Of course, you from let's say having the people from Microsoft Corp in the board is mm-hmm. is
very important. We, as PaaS Germany, also have Microsoft liaisons to Microsoft, so we try to work that on a real close relationship, and we have in certain areas of Microsoft, so for example, the Microsoft TSPs for the data platform, great group of speakers here, we're real friends, but there's still some kind of, let's say, on a more strategic management level, we are still not recognized in the way I would wish we are recognized as a multiplicator in a multiplier of information and movement of the product. Yeah. So from that perspective, there is still some work to do. But of course, we are in a good mode of doing this, and we all are aware. And if you talk to somebody at Microsoft, I think we get always the feedback. Yeah. We really appreciate what you do. Of course, there are other strategies going on, other focuses they have to do, other money streams, which maybe we would like to accept for us, but it has to be invested into something else. But that's the usual business, you know. So from back to your question, if Microsoft, I think we will work with Microsoft together to tackle all these things. And to get to a common ground and to have that movement together.
Okay, so I hear a bit of a challenge, but anyway, a promising future for PaaS is in front of us. And we see it as a big opportunity to develop the organization and our communities. I thank you all for being here, and thank you for listening. And I would like to point you to the next episode of Data Exposed Studio from SQL Conference. Tune in and have a good day. Bye-bye.